Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Off Broadway on www.coach6 on
the worldwide web.
I was just explaining to Phil how I was late because I was excited about.
Phil would not be here tonight.
The television show Freaky Link. I'm really excited about it.
I do not own a television set.
I'm here with Apu Nahasa.
My name is Afil. Afil.
So what have you been doing, Phil?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been avoiding this show.
So who do we got on the batter's block tonight?
I think we've got Soul Instance.
Soul Instance?
Soul Instance.
Soul Asylum?
Soul Asylum is here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, do we have a treat for you? Dave Perner and Soul Asylum are here. Did you know they used to go out with Winona Ryder, right?
The whole band did.
The whole band, yeah.
Yes. She's the one with covered in whipped cream on the cover of that album.
Uh-huh. And
that's Winona Ryder. Totally. Total fucking A.
Winona Ryder's a lot hairier in under the clothing. You know. So anyway, I just proved that I know far too much about Soul Asylum. Not that I own anything by them. I won't admit to that. Phil, you probably own some Soul Asylum.
I own Clam Dip.
Okay.
That's it.
You like them?
I like that CD.
I never was able to like them. I tried.
I like that Heart song.
I tried before the whole Grave Dancers Union came up.
I like that Never Ending Heart or whatever. I don't know what it is. Bleeding Heart or something.
I don't know. I don't know if I know that one. So is this music playing on the background?
Music on the background? No.
Oh, good.
Go figure.
That's good because I was just noticing how much I hate the Ben and Jim show on 96.7.
Yeah.
In the morning?
Never listen to it.
Well, they have background music, and I think that's one of the reasons I hate their morning show. They have background music playing the whole time. And even though this is The Cramps, some of the best background music you could hope for that is playing on the PA system while the bands are pacing back and forth, waiting to play.
I think the band is nervous.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is this like their biggest audience they've ever had?
I think so. They actually had 8 of their friends show up. Instead of the regular 3.
Man, they're really getting a following.
Yeah, well, I think every member in the band is dating now.
Okay.
So that brings at least, you know, enough people then to see them.
So these guys are called Solipsistic.
Something like that.
Not Soul Asylum.
Nah.
And they're from Fargo, as many of the other bands who played here are. And
Salminio.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay. So anyway, they're a fairly recent band to make themselves known around here.
What does that mean?
They haven't been playing for that terribly long.
Oh. I don't think so. No.
They're young but they're scrappy. They've got the heart and the talent.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, have you been watching the Olympics?
Just a little bit.
I haven't.
I don't get NBC, so.
Oh.
But it's on MSNBC and CNBC as well.
NBC's really milking that.
They are. Well, it's, MSNBC has team sports, and I think CNBC has anything to do with water.
And NBC has all the boring track and field and swimming shit.
NBC has track and field and male gymnastics.
That stuff just does not interest me.
I love watching men do gymnastics.
Well, yeah, I gotta.
When they're like on the mat and they hold themselves up with just their hands and they spread their legs out and they got those little shorts on.
And the pummel horse is kind of.
Yes. It's very erotic.
Exciting.
How rude of the band.
Yeah, well, I guess the band's ready to start. I guess. So, anyway, you're listening to www.coachesick.com's Off Broadway. Stay tuned for an interview with Solipsistic, and then they'll play again. You're going to hear lots of music. Thank you.
We go now. All right.